His other firm conviction was that architecture had to mirror life. So for the MESA Laboratory at the National Center for Atmospheric Research, or NCAR, in Boulder, Colorado, he hiked among the sandstone hills, finding inspiration for his sculptural, reddish, thick-walled towers in Native American cliff dwellings. His City Hall in Dallas, a boldly cantilevered wedge of glass and steel facing the commercial district, reflected the vaulting Texan pride he found there. He built the Kennedy Library to evoke the man, and its towering empty space frame, flooded with light and hung with an American flag, summed up both limitless optimism and the country's loss. For the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame in Cleveland, a tower with a pyramid protruding and a wedge driven through it, he prepared his mind by venturing, for the first time, to rock concerts. For his Doha commission, he studied Islam and explored the Islamic world, discovering his dome and cube ideal in the oldest mosque in Cairo. And when considering the Louvre, he impishly took a cue from Napoleon's fascination with the pyramids on the Nile. Regard for tradition and context did not ward off the doubters, but it helped. So did his punctiliousness about finish and materials. Everything had to be built well, built to last, and to be beautiful. His trademark lattices of glass were devised to admit as much light as possible, sometimes by angling the thousands of crystalline facets, sometimes by connecting them with rods so thin they were more like a spider web.